CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 28th of July 2013. This is GB2RS News. The main news headlines: IOTA contest concludes, record entries for Lighthouse Weekend, amateur satellite to launch in October. The annual Islands on the Air contest finishes today at 1200 UTC. This year a special centenary commemorative certificate is available. Everyone who enters and submits a log of 100 contest QSOs along with 20 multipliers will be eligible. Details can be found at www.rsgbcc.org. The IOTA contest is also an opportunity to gain some points towards your HF Centenary Award. The number of online registrations for the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, 17th and 18th of August, stands at 350, setting the scene for another record year. In the lead is Germany with 53, just ahead Australia 52. Those arch rivals are followed by the USA with 40, 31 from England, 21 in Argentina, and a lot of late interest from Malaysia and Sweden, both with 15 registrations. So far, portable amateur radio stations are lined up in 34 countries. Details on the website http://iwww.net. The U-Cube 1 CubeSat, which will carry an amateur radio transponder as part of its payload, could launch in late October. It'll carry a set of AMSAT UK-designed FunCube 2 boards. These will provide the amateur radio community with a 70 cms up and 2 metres down link, linear transponder for SSB CW operation, plus a 1200 BPS BPSK telemetry beacon on 145.915 MHz. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today and tomorrow by Lawton and Epping Forest ARS from Old Harlow. They'll run the station on the 80 to 6 metre bands, as well as 2 metres and 70 sems using SSB and FM. On Tuesday until next Sunday, North Norfolk ARG will run the station from Weybourne on the 8 to 6 metre bands, as well as 2 metres using SSB, CW and FM. Details on how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB's website. Under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. A part of the computer log for the Colchester ARS operation of G100 RSGB on 20th and 21st of July has irretrievably been lost due to a catastrophic computer problem, so about 140 contacts were involved. Attempts at data recovery have proved unsuccessful. This will mean loss of credits for the Centenary Award and the leaderboard. For those affected, our advice is that they seek to remake contacts with the remaining set stations in Region 12. RSGB General Manager Graham Coomber, G0NBI, gave a presentation at the International Space Colloquium last weekend. His presentation was well received by those attending, as well as the many who watched it via the web. Thanks to the BAT, British Amateur Television Club, the presentation is now available in their video archive. The direct link is www.batc.tv/streams/AMSAT1309. Ofcom has published a call for input on the possibility of developing new spectrum planning models, tools and services for UHF and VHF spectrum. The switchover from analog to digital TV, the introduction of new services such as 4G in 800 MHz, and the development of innovative new technologies like white space devices are placing new demands on the spectrum. As a result, Ofcom has decided to review the frequency planning and spectrum management information needed to ensure the spectrum continues to be used as efficiently as possible whilst ensuring the protection of the services that use it. On the 23rd of July at 1634 UTC, DK3WN received signals from the UK Strand 1 satellite after a near 4-month absence. Built by volunteers from the Surrey Space Centre and SSTL in Guildford, it was launched in February and was the world's first smartphone CubeSat to be put in orbit. Strand 1 unexpectedly stopped transmitting on the 30th of March, and radio amateurs around the world have been listening for it on 437.568 MHz, plus or minus 10K Doppler ever since. Radio amateurs are requested to email reports of reception of telemetry data from Strand 1 to CP Bridges at c.p.bridges@surrey.ac.uk. Up and coming rally today, the Horncastle Summer Rally takes place at the Horncastle Youth Centre, Lincolnshire LN960Z, doors open 10:30, admission £1.50, details from Tony G3ZPU, 01509527835. Next Sunday, the 4th of August, the 24th King's Lynn ARC Rally and Car Boot Sale will be held at the Gaywood Community Centre P34DZ, 10 o'clock opening, £2 to get in. Trade stands and car boot pitches, talking is available on S20. More from Ray, G3RSV 01553 849700. Also on Sunday the 4th of August, the South Manchester Radio Club car boot sale will be held at Trafford Metro Vicks Rugby and Cricket Club, Finneybank Road Sale in Cheshire, M336LR, £1 to get in. Gates open 9:30, talk in S22. Details from Terry Bailey, G6CRF, email terry.bailey, spelt B-A-I-L-Y, at gmx.com. If you have any rally events or information, please email them to gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS. On now to news of special events. Grimsby ARS will be running GB4 CFF for the Cleethorpes Air Show, 27th and 28th of July, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. They plan to have HF, VHF, UHF stations running data, SSB and possibly CW. The ATV section of the club are planning on feeding the action live to the Grimsby repeater and over the net. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be running GB2 VET for its third and final day at the East Park Holderness Road, Hull, as part of Veterans Awareness Weekend. They're also displaying vintage WW2 radio transmitting and receiving equipment. Admission is free to the general public. South Tyne Amateur Radio Society will operate GB1 SLB from RNLI station, the Block Yard, Sunderland, on Sunday the 4th of August for fundraising day in aid of Sunderland RNLI. Starts at 1 a.m. I wonder if that should be 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. The station will be active on all HF bands. GB75RH will be active from the International Scout and Camp Guide at the Wallasby Forest Scout Activity Centre in Sherwood Forest until the 3rd of August. Activity celebrates the 75th anniversary of the site's acquisition by the City of Nottingham Scouts. Amateur radio is long featured in these camps, which are usually held every 4 or 5 years, and this year the station was again one of the many activities available to the young people attending the camp. With a large international team of 17 operators, the stations will be able to demonstrate the best of amateur radio to the many young visitors attending. Amateur radio expanded the international nature of the camp, with 5 HF stations operating on all bands, 8 to 10 metres, plus 1 station operating on 6 metres and 2, QSL via the Bureau or Director G0GDU. DX News now. Down in Australia, this winter's Bogon High Plains winter trip will run from the 5th to the 9th of August. Heading out across the snowy wilderness, a team of amateurs and friends will ski through some of Australia's most stunning alpine landscapes. Groups will be led by VK3GT, VK3FMAW and VK3SN up onto mountain plateaus that sit well over 1,800 metres ASL. Using ultra-light solar-powered gear, these backcountry skiers will be active on 40 metres each afternoon and 80 metres every evening. Other HF bands will be activated according to conditions. See www.vk3sn.net for further details. MJ-OT9Z will be active from Jersey, which is EU-013, between the 2nd and 9th of August from the JARS headquarters, using the 10 to 160 metre bands and 6 metres. They'll be using CW, RTTY, PSK and SSB. More at www.deexpeditionchannelislands.weebly.com. Andrea, IZ2LSC will be active as XF3, stroke call sign from Ilya Mujeres, NA045, until the 31st of July. QSL via EB7DX through the Bureau via IZ2LSC or Logbook of the World. Herbert, DL7HF, and Michael, DG8MH, will be active as 8Q7HF and 8Q7MH from the Maldives. AS103 until the 11th of August. Activity 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres will not include the contest. QSLs via home call sign, direct or bureau. Paul M3KBU will be active from South Uist, EU at 010, as MM3KBU portable until the 2nd of August. QSLs home call sign or direct. Wolf DL3UB will be on the Faroe Islands, EU 018, until the 9th of August, operating as OY stroke call sign on the air, using mainly CW on the WAUX bands. You can QSL DL3UB direct or via the Bureau. Ray P1GUR will be QRV from Ameland, EU038, until the 10th of August as PA6FUN. He'll operate 2 metres only, CW and SSB. QSL P1GUR only. Contest news. The Centenary IOTA contest ends at 1200 UTC today, the 28th of July. There are 12 and 24-hour categories. The IOTA reference is part of the exchange. The one for mainland Britain is EU005 and mainland Ireland being EU115. The exchange is signal report serial number and IOTA reference. The UK microwave group 5.7 to 24 gigs contest takes place today, from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. 70 MHz UK activity contest takes place on Tuesday, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On VHF, the first weekend of August is devoted to low power operation. It begins with the 4th 144 MHz backpacker contest on Saturday the 3rd. As usual, there are 3-watt backpackers and 10-watt hilltopper sections running from 1300 to 1700 UTC, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Overlapping, the 144 MHz low-power contest runs for 8 hours. In this event, the maximum permitted watts is 25. Running from 1400 to 2000 UTC on Saturday, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Rapoco 2 is the first HF contest of the month, taking place on the 4th of August, 0700 to 0830 UTC. This is the CW leg. To make a good score, you have to be really careful to copy the postcode received precisely, then pass it on to your next contest as received, even though you know it to be wrong. The exchange of signal report and full postcode is received. Also taking place next Sunday is the microwave field day, running from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using the 1.3 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. You're listening to GB2RS on now to the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 19th to Thursday the 25th of July, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. No large complex sun groups were visible during the period, and as a result, solar activity was low on 4 days and very low on the 3 remaining days. Some of the smaller groups produced a total of 9 low-strength C-class solar flares. Solar flux levels declined slightly from 114 units on the 19th to 107 by the 23rd. The average was 110 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 25th was 121 units, which is the same as last week. X-ray flux levels declined from B3.4 units on the 19th to B2.5 By the 23rd, the average was B2.9 units. Geomagnetic activity started at unsettled levels, due to a smaller and then anticipated smaller than anticipated coronal hole. The AP index on the 19th was 17 units. Activity quickly declined to quiet levels until midday on the 25th, when another coronal hole disturbance arrived, and the AP for the 25th was 14 units. The average was AP 8 units. Solar wind data for the A spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 690 kilometres per second on the 19th to 300 by the morning of the 25th, before the wind speeds increased to 520 kilometres per second due to the second coronal hole. Particle densities were low except for the 25th, that increased to 42 particles per cubic centimetre during the afternoon. BZ varied between minus 3 and plus 2 nanoteslas on the quietest days and between minus 12 and plus 5 nanoteslas on the 25th. Several days saw sporadic E up to 70 megahertz. The peak of this summer season is now past, and opening up to 144 megs are unlikely. Finally, the solar forecast this week. The active side of the sun is expected to be rotating into view. Solar activity is expected to be low but could increase to moderate levels on some days during the week. Solar flux level should increase and be in the 130s later in the week. Geomagnetic activity should be mostly quiet. No coronal hole disturbances are expected, but an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection would increase activity. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be around 23 megs for the south and 20 megs for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 13 megahertz. Paths this week to the Middle East should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 21 megs. The optimum working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more like 16 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1100 and 1700 hours UTC. Sporadic E is expected to take place on some days. That's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. On now to the news for the UK Midlands. Start with Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society, which is starting a 14-week advanced course on Wednesday evenings, commencing the 4th of September. The exam will be on the evening of Friday the 6th of December. Normal club meetings are Tuesday from 7 p.m. The address is the Old Ruiton or Ruiton Windmill, Vale Street, Upper Gornal, DY33XF. Further information, contact Carl M0ZCR or email m0zcr@live.co.uk. Now for clubs that have several events this week. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the IOTA contest, Poacher International and the Horncastle Summer Rally today. Tuesday sees the 70 megs UK activity contest. For more information, contact Pam Rose G4STO 01427 788356. Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club has its field at Greenhill Lodge Farm today. I think there's a word missing there somewhere. On Tuesday there's a practical evening. More information from Chris G1ETZ 01509 504319. Withal Radio Club is taking part in the IOTA contest today and has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. The Curry Night at Monsoon is Tuesday and Friday, and is on Tuesday, and Friday sees the Shack Social. Details from Chris G0EYO 07104128 19. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday, 145.375 megs. Friday there's a talk on Coventry's waste management by Andrew Walster. Contact John G8SEQ 07958 777363. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning on Tuesday from 11 a.m. On Friday there's shack and aerial work. Details from Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696 359. Back to the traditional listing. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is closed. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is on the air, having an Atta Night and general get-together. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, M0ZCR at live.co.uk. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding a barbecue, weather permitting. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808 078003. On Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is reviewing its portable operations. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952 299677. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906 07906905071. Thursday, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society is holding a tabletop sale. See the website www.salop-ars.org.uk. On Friday, Bromsgrove and District Radio Club is operating mobile from the club garden. Contact Chris M0BQE 01905776869. Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members' forum. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI. Email treasurer at hriarc.com. Friday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society has a talk by Derek, G3KHZ, on the de-expedition to Papua New Guinea. Contact Graham Bohr, G8NWC, 07754-619701. And Saturday, Rugby ATS is having a C programming and general computing assistance evening with Steve G8LYB. Contact Steve on 01788 578940. And that's it for another week.